The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, and whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light has come into the world, but people prefer darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. The theology of John's Gospel is not simple, and it requires reflection. It has second-level meaning. It's different than Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So that at first glance, sometimes it's difficult to grasp the depth of the Gospel of John, a theology of Christ's divinity. When I was first ordained a priest a long time ago, and I was 24 years old, I was stationed down on Skid Row, and I had this real desire to learn more and to read more. So I went to Immaculate College to study Teilhard de Chardin, this extraordinary, he was controversial then, Jesuit paleontologist. He was silenced by the church, but now he's celebrated by the church. Popes quote him now. But way back then, he was controversial. And one of the things in his Phenomenon of Man, he has this concept of a cosmic Christ. Now, in this text, it says, God sent his Son, his only begotten, so that everyone who believes in him might. He sent him, he so loved the world, it says, he sent his Son, the cosmos. He loved the world. Not just individual people, but everything. Sent his only Son so that all who believe in him might have eternal life. Well, I caught this notion of cosmic Christ, the presence of Christ, the life of Christ in all things and in all people. It stayed with me, and I still thought about that. And then over the years, my travels in the third world, began to bring this into focus. And I went to Haiti and saw devastating poverty and chaos in Haiti. And I said, in these poor people who seem to be hopeless, I see Christ. I saw it in Papua New Guinea and places in Africa, especially in India, in Calcutta. And the devastating poverty of abandoned people who never heard of Christ. But Christ so loved the world that Christ was in each and every one of them. Even though they never heard of Christ, they're Hindus in India. This sense, and Mother Teresa saw this because she's cared for the poor and the abandoned and the destitute, saying, I see Christ in these people. That's what appears in this gospel. God so loved the world that all those who have faith can see Christ in the poor, in the immigrant, can see Christ. Those who have faith will see Christ. Those who are selfish and self-interested are living in darkness. They don't see the presence of Christ, the cosmic Christ. And I often sat back and wrote my journal saying, are these people really God's people? Are they Christ, even though they're not baptized? And interestingly, Mother Teresa would pick up these dying people, maggot-fist people, on the streets of Calcutta and take them to a place and care for them until they died, but she would never baptize a Hindu. It would offend the Hindus. Never baptize a Hindu. But you believe this is the child of God. Care for this person. Wait for that person to die. And really believe this is Christ. Amazing. It's a whole expanse of understanding of this gospel reading. God so loved the world that those who follow Christ can see Christ. And therefore they live in light. And those who are selfish and self-interested don't see Christ, and therefore they live in darkness. Now, it's complicated here, but it does prompt us to take a second look at struggling people, people even we know who are confused and searching and living maybe unusually, to say, I see Christ. Now, Nicodemus here, of course, doesn't understand this notion of a cosmic Christ. And it will take him a while. He'll have to see Christ suffering. He'll have to see Christ rejected. He'll have to see Christ abandoned, misunderstood. He'll have to see Christ die before he really understands this gospel. God sent his only Son. So loved the world. It was in the broken Christ, the struggling Christ, the dying Christ, that finally Nicodemus came to understand this gospel, that God sent his only Son, because he loved the world. Now, it's complicated, and we don't have enough time here to begin to go deeper into this, but just even our initial look at it would prompt us to walk through this day and the people we meet to say, that's Christ. That's somebody who is poor, struggling, confused, mixed up, needing to be loved, needing to be understood, needing to be forgiven. Christ. So loved everybody, he gave his only Son. That all who believe, who can see Christ, will live in light. Those who do not believe that this is Christ will live in darkness. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.